Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff, our final episode of 2024. So we figured we'd go back and just kind of remember some of our favorite meals and go-to spots, maybe new places we checked out this year, Mike. What's one meal that comes to mind first when you look back on your 2024 eating adventure?
One meal that comes to mind. So do you remember when we talked to Fabiano Viviani about that new in Lake Zurich? So trying that place for the very first time with my family, that was one. Lake Zurich's not known for restaurants like that.
Yeah.
So to have that in that kind of place, the fresh mozzarella that they'll make right in front of you is something else. The steak is incredible. That was a pretty special meal. How about you?
You know, so many great meals, like at family events and things like that. But one that sticks out, it's Amalfi in Vegas.
Ooh.
When I was there for, we went out to see our friends at Circa. Amalfi is Bobby Flay's restaurant in Caesars, and it is unbelievable. I had this like linguine with clams and like a spicy red sauce, and we had these jumbo prawns that were also kind of in this garlicky, buttery red sauce that was drizzled over the top. That's definitely one that comes to mind, is Amalfi by Bobby Flay in Vegas. It is fantastic.
What is something you tried for the first time this year that either it was a new place or someplace you've always wanted to and you finally got to do it?
Believe it or not, this year was the first year I had Bird's Nest Wings.
Oh, my. What'd you think?
Bird's Nest opened up a location in the Burbs in downtown Arlington Heights, and I've been a couple times now, and blown away. Definitely like a top three wing for me. It is consistent. It is crispy. The sauce is outstanding. Bird's Nest Wings lived up to the hype. And now that I'm back out in the Burbs and like a metro stop away, I will be frequenting Bird's Nest much more often. But I had always wanted to get to Bird's Nest. I mean, I love wings. And the original is in Lincoln Park. And it never made it up that way. But they opened the new spot in the Burbs, and that's the one I've been to. Their wings are so, so good.
So speaking of wings, I finally got to try Harold's for the first time.
Oh, Harold's is great.
And Uncle Remus's. And this is because I was doing that food truck thing, and out Daly Plaza, both the Harold's and Uncle Remus trucks were right next to each other. So
Knocked them both out.
Literally two birds with one stone, and they were delicious. And I asked them, I'm like, so what do the regulars get? And they would tell me either on this one, it was get the hot sauce or the mild sauce with lemon pepper.
You're talking about at Harold's?
Yeah.
Their sauce is so good.
It's its own thing there.
We used to have a Harold's food truck that would stop right here by the station.
Really?
And the only time I've had Harold's is a few times from the food truck, and it was fried chicken. Their fried fish is very good too, but that sauce is so, so good. One other spot too, I was in Phoenix for the Final Four, and I'm like, I've got to get tacos. I'm out here
in
Scottsdale area. Place called Taco Cello, and I don't think you're really going to go wrong getting tacos or that sort of food out in the desert, and they were just amazing. I just love some good, authentic tacos, and I posted up and had a few tacos and a margarita, and it was outstanding.
Did you try different kinds of tacos?
Even remember exactly which ones. I think I had an El Pastor. Always got to get an El Pastor. I think I had three tacos, just kind of mixed it up.
Yeah.
And they were all so, so very good.
I finally tried the Trippin' Billy pizza.
This was nice.
This was the Geno's East version of it that Billy had as one of his collaborations. And it was at the Pizza Summit this year. So Amy and I went and we tried that. And it was just funny. It's like, I've only known you for 2 years and you're finally trying this. I'm like, yeah, it's worth the wait. It's delicious. It is.
And you liked it.
So good.
It does kind of the shishito pepper and the cream sauce, right?
And you don't, I mean, until you try it, you just don't really know how it's all going to work together. But it worked perfectly on that Geno's East deep dish. And I also got to try Professor Pizza for the first time that you kind of hear about from some of the guys we talked to. And he made a, like, pizza quesadilla.
Okay.
It was, I'll say his line was held up for a long time because he wanted to make everything fresh, but I'm still thinking about that thing. Is there a place you got to try for the first time in a long time? Like you, something from when you were a lot younger that you got to kind of go back to this year?
Not really, because I've kind of, everybody has their family spots that we continue to go to. I will say one iconic place to transition to this
segment.
Blown away by Italian Village. And I know we've gotten to know the owners there and the story. We just had Jonathan Capitanini on the podcast recently. That is such a cool space, and it's like a time warp when you go in there, and you can feel the history, and the exterior is so cool because it's kind of sandwiched between these newer, modern-looking buildings, and nothing has really changed with the exterior, and they're doing a bunch of cool stuff on the main floor. The food was so good, and I don't want this to come off the wrong way, because even Jonathan talked about it. When you're around that long, every kitchen's going to need a little revamping here and there.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, I thought it was going to be good, solid Italian food. It was outstanding. I mean, we are already looking to go back there, but that's an institution, and I think it's a spot people should go out of their way to visit. Really do, because especially if you're coming downtown for the holidays and you're looking for a cool spot like that, I think Italian Village is great. So we when we first recorded that podcast, we went there, and they brought out a huge
spread. We didn't even start
us.
Recording yet.
No, I think we recorded it while they were bringing the food out. Yeah. We had all kinds of meatballs, the pasta, the chicken
dishes. The lasagna,
dishes,
the Vesuvio.
Everything was outstanding.
Yeah.
So Italian Village, I love what they're doing over there. The people are great. It is an institution in Chicago, and I highly recommend it, especially perfect like date night or special occasion or holiday type spot, especially with the location. I mean, you're in the heart of downtown.
Right. You go to Chris Kindle Market or something down here this winter, you need to bring your family over there.
Yeah.
And they do like... It was the thing is they brought out classics. They didn't like they don't try anything to be different, and they just do it better than almost anybody I've tried before.
It's very good. Did you revisit a spot you hadn't been to in a while?
I did. I got to take my in-laws to Hackney's.
Oh yeah,
out in Glenview.
Nice.
And I grew up going to the one in Lake Zurich, and so to explain to them what the fried onion brick is, and a Hackney burger. Fries I hadn't had in years, and it reminded me of when I was a kid, like when it was really, really good. And I think there's only like two locations left.
Yeah, there's
all over
one
the place.
On Arms and the one on Lake there. And actually, we had one of our baby showers at Hackney's this year.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one did you have it at?
The one on Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good spot.
It was, we loved it there. Such a cool spot.
Yeah.
What else did we want to get to from some of our favorite meals?
So,
you put date night spots on there. You got a spot for your date night?
So my date night spot, I was thinking about this because we haven't really gotten to do a lot of dates this year because of, you have a two-year-old.
Yeah.
And even our anniversary, we ended up bringing Molly with us on that date.
Nice.
And I'm trying to remember so I had down for date night Lago, as I was saying before. And part of that is... when you're there with somebody, get as much as you can. Like, just, it's all shareable. It's all worthwhile shareable. That was a really good one there. How about you for a date night?
One of our favorite spots living downtown, we would go to Coco Pazzo quite a bit, which is like Hubbard and Franklin. Just great Italian food. It's also... it's just nice in there. It's just such a cool like design. It's quiet too, so it's not overly loud. And the food every time we went was so good. Sometimes we would just go sit at the bar and get a pizza. Their pizzas are amazing there.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'd go and have a couple of drinks, get some pastas, things like that. But Coco Pazzo, Hubbard, and Franklin, I think it is.
Okay.
That was kind of our go-to spot. Trying to think of what else we normally would go to. You know, we're transitioning back out to the burbs after living downtown. Club Lago was one of our go-to spots. Actually, the last night before we moved to the burbs, we were kind of all packed up. We're like,
That's over at River North, right?
Yeah, Superior in Orleans. They've been there a long time.
I think I had the best chicken parm ever.
Their chicken parm is unbelievable there. Might be number one in my chicken parm power rankings.
That's a list we need someday.
Yeah. And, that one's good just for more of like, good for any occasion. It's great for just, casual night out. But that one was not too far from us down Superior. And our last night, not that we're like leaving the state, but we were like, we had packed up,
End of an era type
thing. End of an era. We're like, what was our spot? It was Club Lago. So we would just walk down Superior, few blocks, and post up at the bar. It's a great. The owners there are great. The interior is very cool. It's kind of a throwback. They do have some outdoor seating too, but we love Club Lago. So I will miss being just a few blocks away from that spot.
Did you guys have like a comfort food spot? I know we've already talked about some kind of comfort food, but like spot. You guys have, new parents, you just need something that's going to make you feel better, right?
You know, it's always been, and I'm trying to think if we went this year. I know for sure we went a couple times last year. But one spot for my family that's always been kind of a go-to for birthdays or celebrations or whatever is Elwood's in Lincolnwood, which is kind of this supper club feel to it. They do beef ribs there.
Ooh.
Their beef ribs are amazing. Barbecue beef ribs. Their chicken's great. It's just one of the spots. The whole menu is very good. And the interior is very cool. It's got this supper club vibe. But Elwood's has kind of always been... and we've been with both of our parents before. For my family, that's been one spot that's kind of been a constant for a long time has been Elwood's.
In Long Grove, there's a place out there. It's called Joni's Pizza, and they make Detroit-style pizza. And I feel like Detroit-style is the comfort food version of pizza because it's that thick, it's crispy, lots of bread and cheese.
Yeah.
They have an incredible Detroit-style. And then out by us, this place is hilarious. It's called Euro Pizza and Crepes,
nice.
And they make Euros pizza and crepes.
Nice.
So you get a pizza and a gyro, you're set for probably the next 3 days.
Yeah.
And then we found this Jewish deli out by us in Lyle called Schmaltz Deli. They had this, it was like a French dip sandwich.
Ooh.
That's becoming like my new go-to when I like find a sandwich place is a good French dip. And I was looking through photos just to remember what like I've had over the last year. And there's way too many, but that was one that stuck out like, oh, I need to go back to that later.
Yeah.
Favorite pizza this year?
Favorite pizza, I would go with... my go-to has always been Mugavero's Mugs out in the burbs. The Displains location was like the first, when we moved to the burbs, we ordered pizza from Mugs. That's been my go-to spot.
Yeah.
Living downtown, I will say, for the past 3 or 4 years, you have a lot of the big brand pizza spots, which are all very good.
Yes, they are.
All the heavy hitters. Downtown, there's not a ton of like your local pizza shops.
Independent, right?
There's not. One spot, though, that I loved that we would order from quite a bit was Labriola, which is actually like off Michigan Avenue. I used to go there and we were at Trip Tower. It's just north and it's kind of like a walkway that shoots east off of Michigan Avenue. And there's this big Italian restaurant, Labriola, but their pizza, they do tavern style, Chicago style pizza. They also do like a pan pizza as well.
Ooh.
Is outstanding. Actually, we did a pizza day in the newsroom a week or two ago. I'm like, we got to get Labriola in here.
I feel like one of these days you guys should do like a bring in your favorite pizza spot. Like it's
almost
like
we always do a cookie exchange around Christmas time. I'm like, why don't we just order pizza?
Yeah, pizza exchange, right?
Like pizza exchange.
That's how you got to get it done. I remember it was 3 New Year's ago. I had brought my sister-in-law or my wife and I brought my sister-in-law down and her wife, and I was like, you know what? You guys want pizza? I'm going to bring you 5 different styles of pizza.
Yeah.
So I went across all the way to Peace and made my way back to Andersonville with like your New Haven style, a thin crust, a deep dish that was from Bartoli. My thin crust was like from Michael's, and then like a double decker from Rinaldi's. And I was like, here is your taste of Chicago right here.
You knock them all out.
Yeah. Millie's opened a location out west in Berwyn.
Nice.
And that was incredible. Because I hadn't had it since Billy first brought it to us like a year or so ago. So got to drive Amy and Molly out to go pick one up, and she was literally eating it on the way back. And it was really good that way, actually. Favorite burger? Does a burger come to mind this year?
You know what? Yeah. And it's been around forever. 90 years. I just love Billy Goat.
Billy Goat's so good.
And we were like, it's just being downtown, it was such a perfect spot where you can just go down below Michigan Avenue and it's just this old divey type spot. Mm-hmm. You can sit at the bar. And it's such a simple, easy burger. And I love it. We had late night food at our wedding were Billy Goat burgers.
Oh, nice.
That's the one, but I know you put that on the list. I'm like, that's the one burger that comes to mind, which I know. I mean, the smash burger is like, that's such a big thing now.
It's getting trendy.
And I love
right?
Cheval, and like, there's so many great burger places mm-hmm. out there. But I would say, just kind of looking back on the past year, I'm like, yeah, I went to Billy Goat quite a bit. I mean, I'd be walking home and I'd stop in Billy Goat, and that's the one burger that comes to mind. I love it. And those pickles and the onion, and they got the whole little setup there. You can build it how you want. Billy Goat burger.
And you kind of feel like the history in when you walk in, right? Like, that's like you feel like you're somewhere you're supposed
to
be.
Got all the bylines over the bar. What about you?
So, got to try a new place this year out in Lombard called Babcock's Grove House. And if you're out west, you and Bridget got to do it. I haven't been blown away by a burger in a long time.
This one did
it for you. That one did it for me, actually. And another good comfort food spot. They have their own meatloaf there. Amy loves meatloaf, so that's been her go-to there. And they do like a pie of the day.
Nice.
So it's a little kind of on the corner of in their downtown area. Definitely worth checking out. Favorite barbecue?
Favorite barbecue has been Green Street Smoked Meats.
It's so good.
I think it's my favorite in the city.
I wish I lived closer to it.
Yeah, it's off Randolph. It's on Green Street, down a little alley. How about you?
We brought in a city barbecue for Thanksgiving this year.
Nice.
And I don't think I'm going to go back. So we had them do the turkey, and already turkey was the most flavorful, probably the best turkey I've had yet. But we also brought in brisket. And that's now got to become a
Thanksgiving brisket.
A Thanksgiving brisket, which made for the best leftovers I think I've had from Thanksgiving yet.
I did also have Smoke and Soul as well for the first time.
Oh,
and that
man.
Was outstanding. They do a great sausage and the sauce they put on it. That's another one.
Which location did you go to?
I was the Evanston one.
I want to go there. It looks like a cool spot.
Let's wrap up on favorite donuts, Mike. You got a favorite donut spot?
Yes. Do Right Donuts downtown here. You cannot go wrong with Do Right. We actually had our whole sales department did a thing off site at the Fifth Third Arena, and our boss brought out Do Right Donuts, like a dozen of them. And I don't know a place that does old fashions better than Do Right.
I love old fashioned donuts.
Yeah. How about you?
You know, a Central Continental Bakery in downtown Mount Prospect's been a spot my family's gone to for years for cakes.
How far back do you go with that?
My whole life. It's been cakes and punchkis that my grandparents used to pick up, and now I'm so close to it. Over the weekend, I went and got a couple donuts, and there's cinnamon rolls. I remember those.
Oh,
I was like, I'm going to get a couple cinnamon rolls, a couple donuts. Fantastic. A plug for my little hometown bakery, Continental Bakery.
I miss my old hometown bakery. They closed right after high school got over.
Sad.
And it's, it hasn't been the same since.
Well, that's a list of some of it. It was kind of fun. I was scrolling. You know, the best way to remember the stuff is I'm just scrolling through my camera today.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, those tacos. I'm like, oh, that's right. I was in Vegas earlier this year.
You forget like so how many, far back you were going, right?
Yeah, and like pictures of just homemade meals and stuff we've made. So, Merry Christmas to you, Mike.
Happy New Year.
This is always fun. We appreciate everybody listening to the Chicago's very own Eats podcast. So those are some of our favorites from 2024. Thank you for listening. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. I'm Kevin Powell. For Mike Piff, this is Chicago's very own Eats.